Izetu Nkisi is the Public Affairs Director at Ipsos. We want to find out what we can expect in terms of voter turnout for the local government elections. A very good morning to you. How are you?
A very good morning to you and the listeners. I'm well, thanks. How are you?
I am well, thank you. It was interesting because we had a guest just a few moments ago, and she was going through with quite a lot of despair around what is going on with the various political parties. And knowing that this interview was coming up, I kept thinking to myself, it's all one thing that there's been this confusion around voter registration. Is it going ahead? Isn't going ahead? Is COVID going to maybe make people nervous to go to the polls? But there's also the other aspect, which is general disillusionment in South Africa. And the fact that there doesn't seem to be for many a party that is clearly the way to go. I think many South Africans are feeling that they don't have a political home. What do all of these factors say or suggest will be in terms of voter turnout?
I mean, if you look at the findings that Ipsos has provided from the year 2019 and the recent ones that it's just, published in 2021, we are seeing a decline in the support for the ANC, which has been the ruling party for quite some time now. And one would expect that the voters would move from the ANC to the other opposition parties like the DA and the EFF. But our findings are showing that the support for these two leading opposition parties have more or less stayed the same, which means that people are dropping out of the voting radar. And I think if we look at the findings to the question of whether or not people will be voting in the upcoming elections, it's abundantly clear that not all eligible voters will vote in this government election. I think what our study has found is that about 7 out of 10 eligible voters are willing to vote. And of those that are willing to vote, a majority of them are actually based in rural areas. So I think there's so many things that are going on that are sort of, discouraging voters from voting. And some of the interesting reasons that were mentioned by some around the issue of unemployment. People don't see a reason why they should vote if they're unemployed. And others are still looking for a party that is going to do the job and run the country properly. And they still haven't decided which party they will be voting for. So I think the issue of delivery is one. And also the issue of, people facing socioeconomic challenges and them not seeing a change in terms of after voting. I think that's one of the things that could hinder, apart from the pandemic, people from going to the polling stations on the day.
It's very concerning. What about countries that require people to vote? Is that an option in South Africa? Do you think it's a good policy?
Well, South Africa being a democratic country, I don't see that working out quite well. And I mean, in as much as voting is people's right, I think they also have some form of freedom of choice. I don't think that coercing the citizens to actually vote would make any difference, because according to the data, it's not that people do not want to comply with the requirements to vote, but it's a matter of who do I vote for. So I think a better policy or a better option in South Africa is to actually create an environment of competition amongst the parties, whereby they are confident that if they cannot vote for one party, there is one that is going to be able to deliver. So I think it's a matter of them not having faith in political parties and politicians more than anything.
Do South Africans traditionally treat local government elections differently, given that that's really more about what is happening around them in their very immediate world?
One would expect South Africans to vote more in local government elections because service delivery is a primary concern, and that's where service delivery issues ought to be resolved on the local level. But interestingly, if you look at historical events and, previous elections, it is quite clear that South Africans tend to vote more in national government elections than they do in local government elections. Voter turnout is always lower, and I think this particular election will not be any different. So they definitely do prioritize national government elections. And as some of the reasons that were cited in the survey as well, respondents mentioned that they have no interest in voting in local elections. They would rather vote in national elections. So there is still that belief that national elections are more important.
Yeah, and that's really what one would think. So do you anticipate, in fact, that this the government, the local elections, are going to have a lower turnout than in prior years?
I mean, the situation is different in this year. For instance, prior to any election, political parties conduct quite a number of political rallies. And because of COVID-19, this has not been the case. And all these important rallies have not taken place due to the fact that they cannot gather large numbers of people in one place. So that's one thing that can be considered and that can be expected to be a negative factor that is going to influence voter turnout. And also the pandemic itself has sort of, you know, shed some light into how deep the socio-economic challenges are in South Africa. And if people in the past have been discouraged from voting due to their socio-economic circumstances, in a period whereby COVID-19 has led to a loss of job and, you know, a loss of livelihood, one can sort of expect them to be even more discouraged. So there is that, you know, safety part of people perhaps not wanting to go to voting stations. So there is also that part of people not having been exposed to the different plans of different parties due to a lack of political rallies. But there's also that issue of their socioeconomic circumstances having declined, which can further discourage them from voting. So these are all different issues that are playing out at the same time. And I think it would not really be far-fetched for one to expect a lower turnout than normal in this current election. But we shall see what's going to happen. But I think a low turnout cannot be ruled out at this point.